In our little study starting Wednesday, we share together God's awesome person, presence, power. And God created the universe, created the earth, and then the universe all around it. He garnished earth, little ball, with all of the heavens. All of the heavens. So God is immensely large. And remember now the latest thing with from London and all of the different astronomy things and that, with the 2 trillion galaxies, not stars, galaxies, 2 trillion galaxies. Now you can't imagine that, no matter if you try. You can't come to grips with that. No, a trillion. And plus all the stars, trillions of stars in the middle of it. And that's, they say, is the observable. Somehow they could make the count of what they considered so far, from 2 billion to 2 trillion galaxies. Now, and that's huge, huge. And a trillion, you know, easy thing to remember when you say that. You have to think of things because we're going to have to do that. Here's God in his bigness, his wonderful person, and all of creation's in the middle of him. Wow. And remember, a trillion now, if you're going to have the government $1 trillion, whatever. And that takes, if you're going to count, which you can't count because it won't work. But if you're going to take a little watch and count and just watch the seconds go by, 1, 2, 3, 4 seconds, because you couldn't count, because you couldn't do it. If you just watch the seconds go by, it would take 32,000 years before a trillion would be hit. That's, we're only 1/5 of that since creation. That's just what they observe. And gone through all that out in space, Jeremiah 33. He threw that all out, and then he said, very simply, you'll never be able to count the stars. Never can you do it. Now he did that, so all I'm trying to get you to see, A, God is rather large, and he's outside. All of that is inside God. So God is awesomely God. And just to have that thought, we'd have to digest it for the next 1,000 years. Wow. Now, having said that, we shared that, and God made a wonderful promise that he'd provide the seed of the woman, a wonderful Savior, and God made a wonderful command, request to Ahaz, as we shared, to ask whatever he would, from the height of the heavens to the depths of the sea to the bottom of Sheol or Hades. Ask anything. And Ahaz, of course, wouldn't do it, as we shared together. But the point is that God gave such a huge dimension to what he could ask, from the heavens all the way to the bottom of the Sheol. Ask anything. And we shared together to remind you that. Remember, King Joshua said to the sun, "Stand thou still." And it did. Now, you have to understand God's greatness. And now God made that wonderful promise, and we share together about God's wonderful bigness. His asking. And we look at his asking, and we never catch on to it. Ask anything in my name and I'll do it. In my name, for my glory, for my will. There's no limitation to what I'll do to honor myself. Obviously, in all of the stars. I mean, you don't have to make that many stars, galaxies, but he did. Now, having said that, and we shared together that God's thinking and God's thoughts are higher than the heavens. Wonderfully higher than the heavens. So that we can't come to God Because God is going to do above and beyond Ephesians 3:20, above all that we ask or think. So it's all past us. So God, when it's come, God, I couldn't even begin to consider my thought versus your thought. It I'm not even going to start it. There's no way to compare it. So God, your thinking, your knowledge, being omnipresent, present and all-knowing, omniscient. God, that's awesome. You know everything. So your mind, your heart is big. And then we share together in Sunday school, reminding that God does wondrous things, and he finds a heart and a way to show that. And the wondrous, that means they're indescribable, distinguished beyond the superhuman, beyond your experience, beyond your imagination, beyond your power, beyond your understanding. It's beyond all of that, what I do. So God, we're catching on. God, you're big, wonderfully, wonderfully God. Not little God, big God. That's right. Now, so God, you did all of this to remind us, and you said that we did in Sunday school, that Hebrews 11:6, you are a rewarder. Without faith, it's impossible to please you. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is. You must believe that you are, and that you are a rewarder, as we shared, a payer in full of all those that diligently seek you, search you out. So God, if we seek you out to discover who you are, what you're like, and we just did that in Sunday school. Wow. Wow. That's right. Beyond, isn't it? I'm off. Awesome. You are awesome, God. And how long is it going to take me to enjoy and understand you? I don't have a long enough time. And therefore, God, you have given us a wonderful privilege of knowing you as our Lord and Savior, so that we have eternal life. We have an eternity, no more time. To what? To learn and enjoy you, who make all the snowflakes different. Wow. You do all of these things. Now, in the light of that, God, you said the seed of the woman, you're going to do a wonderful thing. And in the wonderful thing you're going to do is give birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is going to be in the most extraordinary, beyond expectation, beyond understanding, beyond experience. God, we're just not going to be able to get it. Not going to get it. So God, you're going to have to do something in order the seed of the woman, okay, I'm going to have to help you, God said. Now, so here's Luke 1:35. God tells us of the wonderful birth of our Lord, a special seed of the woman, not seed of the man, Genesis 3:15. And in Luke chapter 1, and verse 35, I'll read verse 34, then said Mary unto the angel, how shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. So God, you're going to do something. Uh-huh, I'm going to do it. So I'm going to start with a girl. You don't know her. There's no note of her. Only I know her, said God. I know her heart. And I have chosen her because of her heart. I know her heart. And I take a girl, no one knows, no one cares. No. And here's a girl, and you're going to do something wonderful for her. And you're going to have her have a little baby, a physical baby. Think of Hebrews 10, a body thou hast prepared for me, a special body. Now, a child is born, a son is given, and God, you have prepared a special body in a most wonderful way. And in doing so, you're going to have and give birth. So therefore, chapter 2, and in chapter 2, picking up if I can, in verse 6. Remember, now you have the account of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And in the account of a birth of our Lord Jesus Christ, God is going to go and do a wonderful thing. He's going to show and demonstrate the seed of the woman born of the Virgin Mary, which no one knows her, nor who she is, and is not just a simple girl, woman, that's all. And God, you're going to do something wonderful. You're going to make possible the impossible, and you're going to make something happen to waken our heart, to identify with us, to get our attention. I am. And it's going to be extraordinary what you do. We're looking for God to be what? If you were back in the days when people understood God and gods in place of that, Hercules and Zeus and all of the rest of them, Hercules trusting Zeus and all those things. Now, in the process of that, here's all these gods. But God, are we going to look for God? How are we going to have God? How are we going to find you since you're God, the invisible, infinite God? Well, we aren't. You can't do that. No man can see me, understandably. Not like we are. Angels, that's different, but we aren't like that yet. So God, here we are. So you're going to be a God. No, you can't be God. So you're going to be a man. Be a man. You're going to be a man. Be a man, so that we could see a full-grown man, a giant. Wow. No, not going to be that either. No, what are you going to do? God? We're looking for God to be God. No, do you understand? I'm going to be a baby. I'm going to be a baby. What's it going to be? A baby? God? A baby? Never. Oh, let me help you. Now, so here's that's the setting. That's the setting. And thus, the shepherds are there, and the shepherds, remember, are going to be witnesses of this whole affair, and they are told, they are going to be there, verse 8, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. So it's nighttime, and they're there, out there at night, stars are all out there. They aren't in a big city where they can't see the stars. They're out there where there are no lights, just stars. So they're very conscious of stars and creation. It's awful hard in the middle of New York City to be conscious of creation, isn't it? So you got to get out where there's nothing. Wow. Now, that's where they are, and God, so therefore it's easy to get their attention, and thus you get the attention of the angels, and they're going to come and see, because you bring a heavenly host, and they are an angel are going to speak to them, the glory is going to fill the light, glory, out there in the middle of the night with the sheep. Wow. And this, so God, you got our attention, and he said, now let's go and see. I want you to go and see what has happened in that little town of Bethlehem. It's just a little town. It isn't a big town, a very small town. In fact, just 6 miles or so, seven, no more, from Jerusalem. And it's very little, like Micah 5:2 you have, though thou be little, Bethlehem, so small. God, no, a woman, no, we don't know her, no. And a little town, right, to honor David, etc. And now you're going to be born there. So now, you're going to show the impossible by making possible the impossible. So we're looking to God, the invisible, infinite God, and we're going to realize, God, that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. So therefore, chapter 2, and verse 9 we shared, studied, and lo, the angel of the Lord came unto them, the shepherds, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. So now, having said that little bit, that they are very much aware very much aware of the setting. So it's a very special night, very special message from an angel. They got that part, and there they are now. And remember now, the angel is not Christ. Now, when it says the angel of the Lord. Now, if you read that in Judges 13 and 6, et cetera, et cetera, and Genesis, you would read the angel of the Lord, and that sometime is the pre-incarnate Christ. But it can't be now, because once the Lord, the Son of God, took a body in Bethlehem of Judea, and you'll never hear of the angel of the Lord again, because the pre-incarnate Christ has taken on a permanent body, and you won't hear it again. Now, having said that little bit and keeping that in front of us here, and in verse 10, and the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people." Good news, all people. "And for unto you is born," this is to the shepherds now, etc. And the "you" was in the plural, verse 11. "For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Now remember, Christ, it's his name, it's who he is. And they're told he's the Savior that's born, and he is Christ the Lord. Now, you won't hear that again exactly like that until Acts chapter 2, at his resurrection. And then you'll read in Acts 2:36, "God has made Jesus of Nazareth both Lord and Christ." But right up front, haven't even gone anywhere, the little baby is Lord and Christ. The Savior. That's what he is. Emmanuel, God with us. And now, in verse 12, "And this shall be a sign unto you, you shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." That's how you're going to find him. Now, remember now, Jerusalem, little Bethlehem, is full of people. There's no room. Bethlehem's a little place. And all the people that have ever been born there that were alive are coming back to pay their taxes. So the room in the inn is full. The inn is full. The inn, people come with their animals and riding, etc. And they come with all their animals. And the animals, there's a manger where, like, think of a hotel that has a little barn next to it. And the angels, there's full. All the animals are there. A lot, too many people everywhere. And people are all caught up in the event and the time, etc. Who's going to pay attention to the little barn, stall, manger, where the animals are kept? And the animals, lots of animals, and in that place is where Mary and Joseph go, and there's where she has a baby, in the stall, the feeding stall, the manger, the straw, the animals, the smell, everything's there. The people all doing what they're doing. They aren't doing it in the manger. They aren't doing it in the stall. No, they aren't doing that. They're all out elsewhere. But the animals are there. Mary's there. Wow. Now, you're going to find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Now, remember now in the process, God, what have you got? I want you to know, God said, listen, they're going to say it to you all kinds of different ways. I'm going to have you know what? That I want you to know in these days, I'm going to speak to you, Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. In these last days, I'm going to speak to you by my Son. My Son is going to speak to you. I've had Isaiah and Abraham and Moses and John the Baptist. I have all of them. But I'm going to have a way to speak to you by my Son. I want you to know, I'm going to say it during his life. I'm going to say it so you don't miss it. "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." So here's a little, I want you to understand that. I'm going to be in that little stall. And I'm going to, that's what I'm going to do. Now, God, I can't, but I am. I am. And I'm gonna, you're gonna have the little babe, you're gonna cry, you can't cry. That's all you're gonna do. God is cry. You're gonna limit yourself to crying. I am. Just crying. But you know everything. You create everything. You're awesomely wonderful. It's beyond explanation. And you're gonna limit yourself to help us, and you're going to limit yourself to a little baby, a little baby, and a little baby, the only thing a little baby can do is make a noise and cry. No. That's all. That's all it can do. God, you're in that baby? I am. I am in the baby. But all it's going to do is cry. And to boot, I'm going to wrap myself, as it were, in a cloth. Mary's going to wrap me in a regular cloth, bandaged like a cloth, wrap me up, and that's how I'm going to be wrapped. You, a King of Kings and Lord of Lords, are going to be wrapped in just a piece of cloth, in a manger, with a bunch of animals, and no one's around. Nope, that's all I'm going to do. And you know what? I'm going to find myself wrapped in a cloth, in a human body. I'm going to limit myself to that little body. I, who create everything, I'm going to limit myself to that little baby. The little baby in its weakness, it has no words, no knowledge, just a little baby. God, you're going to do that. You are. You're going to humble yourself for us. God, we're looking to be some big thing so everyone will pay attention. Oh, no, that isn't what it's about. It's about reaching you. And I have to get your attention. I have to get you to understand that I have been made, like Hebrews 2. I have come in flesh and blood. That's how I've come, in flesh and blood. Do you understand? You need a Savior. And I'm the one who's able to die on the cross and save you. And I have to come, we've said all these things 100 times, Christ had to die to pay for the sin, the whole world, everyone in Adam, of which we all are from Adam. We're all, so when Christ died for Adam, he died for everyone in Adam that would believe. Adam believed, and everyone else that would believe, Abraham believed, and everyone that would believe. So now, here we are looking God, and in your wonderful way, you're going to go and just do a wonderful thing to save. That's right, I'm going to save. And in the process of that, God, and all the stuff, I'm going to be wrapped in a little baby, just a little baby, not much there, no. And in the process, so small, so very, very small, that is very, very small, very small, very small, wow. Now God, I have to understand, God, you're bigger than big, God. That is, we have no words, God. You're God. Beyond everything. Beyond everything we are. You are. All of creation is in the middle of me. And you're in the middle of me. I'm present in the room. God, it's hard to get to you. It is. But I want you to know how big I am. That's why you have to understand, when I tell you something, pay attention to me. Because I'm not a little puppet. I'm not sitting there waiting for someone, and I'm not playing God. I am God. Now, God, you can't be that big. I am that big. But God, how can we get... Well, let me help you, said God. I'm going to become very small, so you can handle my very bigness. Wow, small. Now, God, you're the Creator, and you do all of these wonderful things. I do. And God said, listen, the whole world, and here we are advanced in this century in which we live, with all of the wonderful science and knowledge and discoveries and everything, and we're able to say, God, here we are, and a little grain, so it made everything so wonderful. So, and you said it in Romans chapter 1, that all creation is everything you look at in life is full of me, full of my wonderful creativity. Marvelous, marvelous. But I can't, we who walk around, we can't see it, can't smell it, you know, we can't. It's all there. And you have to see it, you have to work at it. And as you work at it, like the stars, Abraham had no idea there were 200 billion galaxies. And then he surely had no idea of 2 trillion galaxies. He never had any thought of that at all. We have all these different things, but you know, we people ate and we did and whatever, and they lived wonderfully without knowing the dangers of all the different things that our life is full of. You need this for your health. And then 15, 25 seconds of things that will kill you if you take it. And then you need this so you'll feel good. And then 85 things that you're going to get, potentially, if you take this. So everything is full of all of the imperfection and frailty, as we shared, more and more, faster and faster. Everything's there. It's all there. It is. So God... And it's in our word, so we know that. Now, just think of a grain of sand, if I can remember it right. If you take a grain of sand, that grain of sand isn't very big. Now, take a grain of sand and take the number 22 and add 18 zeros to it. That's how many atoms are in a grain of sand. Did you get that? Now you're trying to work with trillions again? Sextillions? You know, you can't. Because there's no way to handle it. No way. And so what do? We talk about it. Now, when was the last time you saw the bank delivery truck? Where are you? Anyway, the bank delivery truck with $1 trillion in it. When was the last time you even saw a pile of $1 trillion? Who even has a pile besides the government? And the government uses electronic money, don't they? They couldn't possibly have this. They'd have to have this room. Wow. You'd have enough money for hamburgers for the rest of your life. I got to tell you. God, you're big. Big. I'm trying to tell you. In order to get how big I am, let me show you how small I can do. How small. And I made you in my image and likeness to enjoy my creativity, my wonderful person. I'm very, very big. And I'm so big and so great. I can make the smallest small, everything in the everything you want to study is going to be a universe within a universe within a universe. And all we can do is get more, better telescope, better microscope, better this. And all we do is discover what? The awesomeness of everything. That's right. I'm going to come as a little baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And the only thing I'm going to limit myself, the only thing I'm going to do is cry. And that little baby has no words and no knowledge, even though I'm inside of it. Wow. Now, and so God, here we are, looking, and we can't grasp the galactic system. We can't grasp the smallest of small everywhere. It's awesome, awesome. Everything is awesome. But you know what? We walk up and down the street and we see little babies and that, and we don't even pay attention that we were once all little babies, most of you. You were once all little babies, and all you could do was cry. And you grew up. Did you forget you were babies? How did you come into the world? It wasn't, what, did you just fall out? I know, I shouldn't say that. Do you understand? You didn't come. You're looking for God to identify with us, to be like us, to save us. And we want God to come in some special way. He did. In a most special way that helps us. He came as a baby, born of the Virgin Mary. For what? To identify with you. You're just like him. Born of the woman. And God, that's awesome. I told you I'd identify. Now, did anyone pay attention? No, they didn't pay attention. They didn't pay attention at all. They should have paid attention, but they didn't pay attention like they could have, and they should have. Now, having said that a little bit, and in chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, what's the response? Well, the response is, verse 13, and suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. So they went to see. They went to see the very thing we're looking at, wrapped in swaddling clothes. There it is. And the atmosphere is there. Wonderful, wonderful atmosphere, God. And in the all of it. And so now, God, we're looking. God, in your wonderful presence, power, knowledge, you know everything. I do. There's all thought. My thoughts and my ways are higher than your ways. All right. You know that? I do. I do. And you understand that what I do and how I do is in order for you to know me. That you're very, very intent on us knowing you, absolutely. So you want every boy and girl, man and woman to know you. Uh-huh. And how are we going to know? We're going to know that you identify with us, absolutely. So how are we going to see you, God? You're going to see a little baby, and a little baby is going to grow up, and a little baby is going to be the son of David, a son of David, and the little baby is going to go and be identified. And thus, we're studying the Gospel of John. Turn there for a minute. The Gospel of John, chapter 1. So, John chapter 1, and I may pick up in thought, if I can. In verse 14, now just think of what we've just been trying to look at. Now, God, how are you going to say it to us? How are you going to say all these things to us? You didn't do it. You did it in Matthew. You did it in Luke, etc. And now you're going to say it as we shared. Chapter 1, verse 14. And the Word, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God, the same was in the beginning with God. Verse 3, all things were made by Him, without anything, without Him was not anything made that was made, everything, the little sand, the grain of sand, and the trillions of stars, nothing to it. Verse 14, and that God was made flesh, born in Bethlehem of Judea, and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory. Aha! The glory as of the only begotten of the, underline it, Father. You want to see God? Here I am. Here I am. No, yes I am. I told you I'd identify with you and save you. Do you understand what I had to do? And I'm trying to help you. Don't move me out of this. You need to understand that I had to become flesh. I had to identify with you most perfectly. And I want you to know, when you look at the little baby, you're going to see God. No, I don't see God. Ah. And I look out in the world again, and we don't live in the miraculous. We don't live like that. We don't live in all the life that's functioning everywhere in the air, on our body, in our body. All the bacteria and the everything, little pools of water and stuff where all the bacteria are fighting and doing, they're doing all that stuff in there. Wow! We don't understand that. Do we understand the bigness? No. No. Can we understand a trillion stars? No. We look up sometime when the sky's bright and say, oh, there's the Big Dipper. Well, that's good. That's good. But good for you. Do we understand? We don't think like that. We live in our little world like this. And we forgot we were babies. We forgot we were once very little and very limited. And we grew. Instead of growing up and recognizing the one who created us in a world that is so special, you can't miss him if you want to know him. Wow. How are we going to find him? He was crucified. Who was crucified? A little baby born in Bethlehem of Judea, who's just like you. Looks just like you. Nose, ears. Wow. Looks just like you do. So now, God, your ways and your thoughts are higher than the heavens. You exceed, you are beyond exceeding. You are my experience, my understanding, my power, my capacity, my expectation, my imagination. God, it's all past me. So I look out and about, and it's hard for me to imagine until I stop and think about it. And I do have to stop and think about it and absorb it, so that I come to grips with your wonderful person, God. Otherwise, you're nothing. I can't feel you, touch you, see you, taste you, nothing. On the contrary, you're everything. And I need to know that. I need to, by faith, we walk by faith and not by sight. We just read it, Hebrews 11:6, without faith it's impossible to please me. Do you understand? You must believe that I am. That's where your starting point is. Genesis 1:1 and 2, in the beginning what? God. That's where you start. We'll come to the end. Even so, come. God. That's what it is. But in the rest, we come and go, and religion, philosophy, and we're tied up in Christmas things and all of that. And all of this stuff disappears. So over, if you would, please. Over to, please, John. John chapter 14. Remember now, God's in his wonderful, wonderful grace does what he does. And in his, that's why God will say, think of Corinthians without turning there. The weakness of God is stronger. The foolishness of God is greater. You understand all the things that we talk about, God is greater than the most stupid anything that you could think about. God exceeds us infinitely. Now that's hard, because infinite is hard. We can draw the sign, infinite, but we can't. But how are we going to handle that? God, all we can do is know you. That's right. And that's what you did, born in Bethlehem of Judea. To say it now, to say it as we've been studying John, because John's all about God being God. That's what it's all 21 chapters. So what? All about God. God being who he is. Do you understand? The one born of Bethlehem, Judea, the one who became flesh, that one, he's like you. You're trying to find God? Look in the mirror. And see yourself. So your hands and your body, that's how God made himself known to you. Don't look out anywhere. Don't try to find a big book of the gods, mythology or something. Look in the mirror and see yourself. You were made in his image and likeness. And God became just like you so that you could personally know him. Wow. Chapter 14. Lord, Thomas said, if we could just know you, if we just know the way, I should say. And verse 7, if you had known me, you should have known my Father. Also, and from henceforth you know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. And Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet thou hast not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me, Philip, has seen the Father. I and my Father are one. And how sayest thou this? This, how sayest thou then, show us the Father? You see, I am the Father. Right? You want to see God? Look in the mirror. And then realize God became just like you. And God became just like you so that he could enter your heart and give you not just a physical birth, but a spiritual birth. To be born again, John 3:5. Wow, to be born again. To receive him as my Savior. As many as received him, to them gave he the right, the power, the privilege to become children of God. In the very context you're looking at, verse 6, Jesus, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Do you understand? I did it all. Don't get looking all over the place and the internet and the texting and the whatever you iPods and all kinds of pods. No. Look and see yourself. And know a great God who you're able to receive into your heart because he became just like you to save you. And now, if you received him as your Savior, then you walk around a new creature in Christ. You walk around God occupying the very heart he created for his own glory and honor and made possible by his birth in Bethlehem of Judea, by his death on the cross, to make it all possible. That's the whole ball game, isn't it? So we're going to create a new heavens and a new earth, because we don't need the old one anymore. It served its purpose to save you, who I have forever, to display my wonderful person, and for you to have forever timelessness to know the wonder of who I am. And you're going to say, you're going to run out. No, I just tried to remind you and refresh my little brain. You're never going to run out of understanding you, God. You are one awesome person. Wow. I wish I'd kind of done a little different, but it's just sort of bumbled out of me. Didn't give you many verses. Didn't help you a lot. But if you can just get a little glimmer of why he did it. And it had to be that way. There was no other way. He humbled himself and became obedient even to the death of the cross. He became little to die. Wow. And we are able to know you, God. It's all about knowing you. Our Father and God, we look to you to deal with our heads and our hearts and God, here we are, God, on a world celebrating Christmas. God, your wonderful birth in Bethlehem of Judea. God, it's an awesome thing. Oh, in 1,000,000,000 ways, it's awesome. Every direction we look, we discover, God, the wonderful, as you humbled yourself down to take on our little flesh and blood in a manger. No room in the inn. Who cares about who's in that manger? Who cares? God, you do. And you got the shepherds there. I got them there. I brought them there to be witnesses. And they went out and said it. They went out afterwards and said it. God, they went out. They weren't ashamed at all. It was an awesome thing for them to see you, to know you. And all they heard is a baby cry. And they said, "The Lord Christ, we heard him cry." Wonder of wonders. Thank you very, very much. In Christ's name, amen. Perhaps we can sing, please, a stanza. If you would, of 103.